You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Greitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, joined again by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
First, to start things off this morning, really wonderful to talk about a group and a place that does a lot of good work for folks here in our community. And we're here to talk about the Clothes Closet. We have a couple representatives from the Clothes Closet to tell us all about it. We are joined by Sherry Johnson and Terry Hellrud. And Sherry and Terry, glad for you to come on by and thank you for stopping in.
Oh, we're delighted to be here. Thank you.
I guess, first of all, to explain your roles within the organization. Sherry, when we were talking beforehand, and Terry, I'm going to steal one of Terry's little items here, said that basically you're the heart and soul of this operation. Could you talk a little bit about what your role is within the Clothes Closet?
I do run the Clothes Closet, and I have 56 volunteers that actually help me out, and it's just wonderful, wonderful cooperation between the people in the community and the people of our three churches that run the Clothes Closet.
It's a big organization. That's a lot of people to work with, and that's, so we'll talk a little bit more about that. And Terry, what about you? What's your role here with the Clothes Closet?
Well, I've been volunteering on and off over the last number of years. The Clothes Closet actually has been around for 11 years, although it's really taken off in size and scope in the last couple of years. And the Clothes Closet itself is called the River of Hope Clothes Closet, and it's housed in the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church building. And currently I'm council president of that, so we try to work together to make sure things run smoothly.
One of the aspects that we wanted to talk about here today is something you just said, that this is something that has been growing. It's been more than a decade. Sherry, it has really kind of exploded recently, hasn't it?
It has. It has. We went from helping 7 people a month to this last month, we helped 493 people.
Again.
With over 6,000 pieces of clothing in just 1 month.
That, you told me that. And that blows the mind in a sense, because, I mean, that is an incredible rise. Before we talk a little bit more about the nuts and bolts about the operation, what do you think is the cause of that?
There is just such a great need out there. We have had the exposure now to be able to meet that need for the people. We have been putting it out on Facebook and the Generous Hands of Wausau page, word of mouth. And people have been telling other people about us because they come to our Clothes Closet and have such a good experience that they share it with their friends and their families too.
Terry, in terms of, you know, partnering, you said it's housed at Mount Calvary, is that correct?
Correct.
How did that come about? How did this all come about? Because I know part of the story here is that a number of different groups and organizations are coming together in helping here. How did part of the puzzle come together?
Well, the River of Hope Clothes Closet is a part of River of Hope Ministries, which is the name of a new partnership of three different ELCA Lutheran congregations in the area. It's Mount Calvary in Rothschild, Bethlehem Lutheran in Kronenwetter, and St. John Lutheran in Mosinee. These three churches have come together in their own partnership, and as part of this, the Clothes Closet also becomes part of River of Hope. It allowed us to have a bigger volunteer base along with people from the community to grow along with the needs of the community.
Let me ask both of you, because even beyond the, I call it the X's and O's, the design of operations such as this, it comes down to something within each individual. For each of you, what was the spark that said, I want to be part of something like this? Sherry, we'll start with you.
I started helping the homeless people back in 2014. When I joined this church, they had this outreach, and I could see where that could be put to so much good with helping other people.
And Terry, along the same lines, but maybe even expanding a little bit, what got you involved and what keeps you involved and helping to grow this? Often when you start a project, you have an idea of what it's going to be about. Hearing what you had to say about where it was and where it is, that this has probably grown beyond maybe what you thought it was going to be not too long ago. What is it that got you involved and what is it that keeps you involved, even probably when it starts to get even some more heavy lifting involved?
Heavy lifting, and there's always an obstacle or two that we need to overcome. But what got me started in the beginning was basically somebody asked, right? There was a person in 2014 that said, you know, people are asking, do we have clothes? And so we started small, and could I help? So it's seeing the people, their need, and their gratitude for being able to find a place that can serve their need. And that's really been the fuel. And we were starting serving 50 to 100 people a year. And that's kind of where we were at for most of that time until 2003 seemed to be the year that it just all of a sudden we served 522 people in that year. It's like, what just happened here?
Part of it, I imagine, is, like you said, word of mouth. And also, and I think Mayo touched on it when I was talking to you yesterday setting this up, is that sometimes it's not easy to ask, to go in and when you need the help. But it seems as though that there is a welcoming aspect to it. Could you talk a little bit about the importance of folks knowing that, hey, this is something that is there for you, that there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I may need a little bit of help?
Yes, we pride ourselves in making everybody feel very welcomed and very encouraged to use our services. And as I said, it's word of mouth, because then they'll go online and post about their experience, which makes other people feel comfortable in coming.
Exactly. Where do you go if you are somebody that would like to explore the opportunities?
It's
here
at 503 Schmidt Avenue, Rothschild, Wisconsin. You can park in front of the church, and there's a clothes closet entrance.
So the clothes closet is right at the church.
It's right inside the church building, yes.
And we will come back and have more with Sherry Johnson and Terry Hellrud from the River of Hope and the clothes closet. And again, really, really good stuff indeed in terms of helping others within our community. So we'll get more information on how you can either be a volunteer, a donor, or use the services of River of Hope and the clothes closet at 722. Got a top of the hour news update coming up, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, continuing a conversation with Sherry Johnson and Terry Hellrud from the River of Hope Clothes Closet. What else do people need to know about this? Because it just sounds like, man, it's amazing. Again, those numbers kind of stick with me, that the idea that so many people are out there that are in need. And these are people that are living their lives with their families. What have you learned within our human neighbors and within your church, which is, again, trying to spread, I think, goodness in our communities? What have each of you found that would be able to maybe paint a picture of what the clothes closet means to both you and both and the community as well?
Especially right before school started, we were so busy this year, just people struggling to put clothing on their children for going back to school. It was so good to be able to help them out. We also help fire victims. We help women's shelters, nursing home, and the houseless population. We help foster parents, and we also help the orphan train. So there are so many ways that we can help, and we can do this all by the generosity of people's donations. That is wonderful. People have been so generous with their donations from our community and our three churches. It is wonderful. We also do have to sort and size and hang up all those clothes. So if anybody ever has any time to come and volunteer, we have work Mondays from 10 until 4 that you can just pop in. If you can pop in for an hour, that's great. If you can stay longer, that's great too. And help us sort those clothes and put them out for the people.
And Terry, what about you in terms of the growth of this? And that says a lot for the people that do want to aid and help in our community, doesn't it?
It does, both in terms of the need for it and in terms of the volunteers and the donations, because each has grown together, right? The number of volunteers who've seen the need and have helped. The donations that make this possible. Sherry, I believe the clothes closet's given away something like 50,000 items so far this year. That's a lot, right? That's a lot of pants, shirts, shoes, and whatever. Those come a lot from donations from people in the community. Everyone's story is different, right? But what I see is when people come and they have a need, they're usually careful to say, but I don't want to take too much, right?
Right.
I have this need, but so do others. So I'm going to be careful in what I take and how much I take. And the story, I mean, the unexpected disasters, like you said, the fire victims, the person whose clothes got stolen out of the laundromat and all of a sudden didn't have anything, or grandparents unexpectedly getting custody of grandchildren, and just people struggling, just ongoing economic struggling, trying to make ends meet. Clothes is a basic need.
Well, recently, and I actually talked about this on the program, I went shopping for clothes. I had not done that in a while. And it's amazing just for one person. And then you think about a family that has multiple kids that are going to school. And you talked about, you know, start of school. It adds up so quickly.
Clothing is so expensive.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. Also, you mentioned about the growth. How have you been able to keep up? Because you talk about the amount of people that come in and the amount of items. You talked about some of the volunteers. Was there ever a point where you got a little overwhelmed?
There have been times when we have been overwhelmed, and then I just ask more people to volunteer, and it gets done.
Is there a way that people can either check online? What's the best way? Say, number one, they want to volunteer. Number two, they want to donate. Number three, they may know somebody that is in need that would like to come by. Let's get to the basic information about this, because in our discussions, there may be people out there saying, hey, I want to be involved. How do they do it in those different ways?
They can either call me, Sherry, at 715-571-2620, or call our church, and that is 715-359-4500.
What we're going to be doing is part of our show notes. We have a podcast page, and we have show notes for things that we talk about on this program. And I'll make sure to put that information down in our show notes. So if you're out there tuned in right now, just go at the end of our program, a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning, and we will have today's program on there, have a description of the things that we've talked about this morning, and then that information as well to be involved. Anything else that you want to add, Terry, in terms of what people need to know, maybe even beyond they want to be involved, what they get out of being involved?
It is a good feeling to be able to give to others, and we are housed in a church, and as part of that, right, we feel that this is something that God calls us to do. But beyond that, regardless of your spirituality, or in the society, we're in this together. So if we can help each other and give each other a hand when it's needed, because sooner or later we all need a helping hand somewhere along the way.
Do you sense, Sherry, that this is going to continue to grow? Actually, the best news that we could have probably here is the need would go away, but unfortunately, it's probably not going to be going away. Do you expect this to continue to grow?
I do expect it to continue to grow, and things like this show, telling people about it, that just helps with that growth. That is wonderful.
And to wrap it up, let's talk to those people that, again, may have that need. Don't be afraid to come by and take a look, be involved in that way as well. What's the final message that each of you would want to send out about the importance of this and anything else that maybe we're missing right now?
Well, you mentioned if you have a need, and that's hard for people to define, because it feels like we can always look at someone who has a bigger need than we do.
Right.
But a need is a need. I hope people would feel comfortable in being able to come check it out and decide for themselves.
All people are welcome to come, and we don't have any income or residency restrictions at all.
Are there hours that people need to know about?
Yes, we are open on Mondays from 1 until 4 and on Thursdays from 9 until noon.
Again, we'll have that information as well on our podcast information show notes page as well.
And that is also when people can drop off any donations.
So again, there's ways for you to be involved in every aspect of this. And again, it's about doing right for our community and doing right for our fellow citizens and to help those, lift those in need, and also lift yourself up because by doing good work as well. Again, Sherry Johnson, Terry Hellrud, thank you both for sharing the information this morning. And again, thank you for all the work that you do, and it's so important.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you for having us.
Sherry Johnson and Terry Hellrud from the River Hope Clothes Closet. We'll take a time out and come back with more here on 98.9 WN. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:53, another mild start here in North Central Wisconsin at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Fair skies, temperature stands at 56 degrees. Again, some clouds out there, but 56 degrees right now, the temperature, expecting those high temperatures into the upper 70s again. And as I look ahead, it looks like it's going to stay well below, above normal until the end of the weekend. In fact, this weekend, lots of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have highs again in the 80s on Saturday and almost 80 on Sunday. Then finally, things will start to cool off a little bit still, I would say, above normal for this time of year, with Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s. It's going to feel chilly because we're not used to that. But hopefully you'll be able to have an opportunity to take advantage of the weather, both the end of this week and into the weekend as well. Again, I am Chad Holmes. Across the way is Ian Welsh. And Ian, got to give a shout-out to your mom today because she was one that got us connected with Sherry Johnson and Terry Hellrud from the River of Hope Clothes Closet. We had a chance to talk to them this morning. Again, that's an outstanding organization. And the thing, one of the things that jumped out to me, and I think, you know, in terms of trying to find ways to connect, near the end of the discussion, one of the ladies said, you know, this is something that is important in their faith. But at the same time, it's also something where no matter what your faith is, whether you have a faith or not, because in this country we have the right to worship as we please or to not worship as we please. And she said, basically, hey, in the end, that is not the important aspect here. The important aspect is being able to help those in your community that are in need. And I thought that really hit the nail on the head. And I thought it was very, you know, very nice conversation. And again, as I mentioned, we'll have information on our show notes on the podcast page coming up when we're done with the show this morning.
Yes, we will. Absolutely.
So thanks to your mom.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
What we like to see. We like to have, you know, and folks out there, if you are part of an organization, if you're part of a group, if you know of an organization or a group, or if you know of somebody that should be talked to because they're doing something that is good in our community, reach out to us. We would love to be able to spread some of the good news as well as talk about some of the things that gets under the skin as well.
We really would.
But there are, and the thing about it, and you know as well as anybody, there's a lot of either organizations or groups or people that really are doing the good.
There really is. There's the clothes closet. There's the community center of Hope. There's the neighbors' place, the Good News Project. There's all sorts of great organizations that, you know, do a lot to try to help our community, you know, help give people clothing and food and a shelter, especially in the wintertime. There's a lot of great organizations out there. And, you know, talking about events like the Clothes Closet, it really draws much needed attention to, you know, get the word out and get more people involved in organizations like this.
There are different ways of connecting with your neighbors. I think that's the bottom line. It's like there are, and sometimes you think, well, you know, it's, I don't want to put myself out there or along those lines, you know, and you've said this, you know, you put yourself out there when it was not comfortable back when you were younger. And it helped you a lot joining these theatrical groups and putting yourself out there,
easy.
Meeting other people and making connections. That's what life is about, making connections.
Absolutely. It wasn't easy. Once I got involved in a theater, I met a group of people who I shared a lot of the, you know, same interests as I did, and I got to know them better, and they shared their stories, and that brought us all closer together. And, you know, just all these different people with these different talents, they come together and put on these shows, and it just creates a wonderful piece of art, and we get to share that with others in the community and inspire them to, you know, join a theater as well. You know, whether it's on stage or backstage, there are no small parts in theater.
And also that can just be expanded to anything in your life. It doesn't have to be theater. It can be something else that you find that passion for, to connect with other people. So again, that's one aspect we try to highlight here on the WXEO Morning Report as well.
Indeed.
And real quickly, you have a little more than a minute to go for this hour, for the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win Contest, the first of seven chances to win, or a chance to qualify for the drawing at the end of today for $200 cash and gold jewelry, and also to be part of the grand prize drawing for two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd, plus a gas card to get you to the game, $1,550 value. So open up that Civic Media app, pick out the WXEO part of the app, hit the text button, and send CHEER, C-H-E-E-R,
CHEER
is our keyword for the next less than a minute. So hurry, get there, hurry, CHEER, in order for your chance to qualify for the drawing today and for the grand prize. And of course, we'll have six more chances, and we'll talk more about that as well. So we'll be back at 8:22 with another edition of the WXEO Morning Report with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXEO, WXEO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23 right now, 58 degrees under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Coming up tomorrow morning, we will be talking to Julie Bowman, the director of the Children's Imaginarium of Wausau. fact, as I look to my right, look out the window, I can see it right across the way here in downtown Wausau. They have a special event coming up this weekend, so we'll talk to her about that. Also, tomorrow morning at 7:22, we'll be joined by Nancy Stensel, Marathon County Democratic Party Chair as well. So that is the lineup for tomorrow. Also tonight, don't forget, from 6 until 8 p.m., another edition of the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa, by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up tonight, we'll be reviewing last week's action in high school football, previewing week number 7 coming up this weekend. Our guests will be Wausau West football coach Matt Johnson at 6:30 and Ian Stahl, who is the senior running back for the Wausau East Lumberjacks, at 7:06. So that's tonight. Hopefully, you can join us again for the Big High School Sports Show. And you can also catch the Big High School Sports Show on YouTube, our YouTube channel, the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel as well. Well, we are into a government shutdown. The president has decided that he wants to have a government shutdown. And that's the way it is. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say, well, the parties couldn't come together. Well, the president of the United States has decided this is the way to go. And in fact, overnight, he did it again. Overnight, he did it again. He put out another deep fake video. He used AI, put out a video, a racist video of Hakeem Jeffries wearing a fedora looking like a Mexican. And again, Trump is not a serious person. Trump is not a person that wants to get to real solutions for real people. He is just playing the role of president like he played the role of the reality TV star as well. And I wish I had the confidence in Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries that they were going to be able to work through this effectively, but we're going to have to wait and see. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is off on different television programs this morning and basically talking about the deep fake video. He was on Good Morning America on ABC this morning. George Stephanopoulos said to Mike Johnson, Trump posted another deep fake video overnight. How does that help the cause of getting a deal and opening the government? Good question by George Stephanopoulos. The Speaker of the House said, look, the president uses social media for humor. He makes jokes. He does lots of things. Give me a break. We are in the midst of a serious situation here, and people like Mike Johnson continually treat the president of the United States like a toddler. Mm. Oh, that Donald, he's such a funny guy. Give me a break. The American people need to treat the president and Mike Johnson and other Republicans like the unserious people that they are right now.
Yeah.
Because this is important. This is important to a lot of people. But Johnson also said that basically, well, this could be an opportunity. He told Fox Business this morning about the shutdown. It could provide an opportunity to downsize the scope and scale of government, which is something that we've always wanted to do. So in a way, Chuck Schumer has now handed the keys to the kingdom, the executive branch under President Trump. People like Johnson and his allies and Trump and his allies, they don't give a darn about average people and that they might be hurt as long as they have theirs. As long as the super rich still have theirs, they're okay with whatever happens to those who may be struggling just a little bit. It's disgusting how unserious these people are about things like this.
Absolutely.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see how long this government shutdown continues, but it's all, again, on Donald J. Trump, Mike Johnson, John Thune, and the rest of the Republican leadership. So, doggone it, really, really, really disappointing and infuriating, to be honest with you.
It is very infuriating.
All right, time for our number for the day quiz.
Got some work to do today.
0-2 so far this week.
Yep. I really need to get a win right now.
It involves the United States government spending. That's one of the things that's being talked about with this government shutdown.
Okay.
So How much money does the federal government spend each day?
Each day.
So it's like, because, I mean, these numbers are just massive, massive numbers.
Okay.
All right.
What are my choices?
Just under $1 trillion per day.
Okay.
Just below $1.5 trillion per day. Just below $2 trillion per day. So $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion, or $2 trillion. Federal spending by day.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. But I'm going to guess $1.5 trillion is my final answer.
The federal government spends per day just under $2 trillion.
Really?
The biggest number. Oh, for three.
Man.
You got some work to do.
I really
the pressure is on tomorrow.
I really need to focus.
But we'll see you then.
We'll see you later, Chad.
Again, Julie Bowman from the Children's Imaginarium and Nancy Stencil from the Marathon County Democratic Party joining us tomorrow. Big news in the 7th Congressional District from Pat Kreitlow coming up next on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.